It's Fans on Patrol time. It's Fans on Patrol time.
This is Dave from Superhero Speak, and you're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Okay, it's episode 292. This week, the title of the show is Artemis Fowl. And it's Open Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me...
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne. Yeah, you sound a little crackly on that Fans on Patrol, you all right?
Yeah, I'm in good shape over here, okay. Man. It just took me a minute. I don't know. Right, yeah, I thought about re-recording the beginning, but I said, I'm just going to stick with it, man.
Yeah, this is morning time.
Yeah, no Tiff this week. She got a week off.
Yep.
So we put a bounty out for her.
With no pay.
Yeah.
You ain't getting paid this week, Tiff.
You goddamn right. So, man. We got a pretty groovy show this week, man. You know, it seems like stuff is returning back to normal in the nerd world, you know.
Yeah, slowly.
So, we have some Star Wars talk about the new EA game. We're going to talk about the trailer and the gameplay.
Oh, you know? Joy.
Yeah, we love Star Wars,
yes,
man.
Yes, we do.
And any form of fashion except for the prequels. But anyway, right. Let's keep that going. Bill and Ted had a trailer come out the week before last, something like that. We didn't get a chance to do it because of all the E3 news we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that because we've been highly anticipating the return of Old Man Bill and Old Man Ted.
Party on.
Indeed. Justice League dropped some stuff. I mean, they ain't playing around with this HBO Max stuff. They're really trying to keep people hooked because they said, we're going to do the Snyder Cut. And... next year, sorry. So they're trying to dish out a little bit to the people. So we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new segment, man. We got a new segment. We're gonna do the list, and for right now, that's gonna be it. So we'll explain that when we get to it. And by popular request from some of the homies in the Geek World All-Star Podcast Network, we're doing a one shot with about what we do in the shadows, just for the homies. Lastly, like I said at the top of the key, Artemis Fowl, Disney's straight to video, was supposed to be in the theaters and didn't make it. So they said, hey, we'll throw this to the people because we need some content on our Disney Plus because it's old stuff.
Yeah.
So there we go. So, man, I think that sounds good. What about you?
Sounds excellent.
You ready to roll?
Sure am.
Let's go. We have returned. It's time to get it on. Social media shout out so people can know where they can reach us, Dwayne.
Oh, yeah. No problem. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can email us at fans@fansonpatrol.com directly. Social media or Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @fansonpatrol. And if you want to listen to us, which you're doing, I hope, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Please give us a rating and review on your favorite listening platforms, and we'll shout you out on the air. Please be nice. We're also on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we sure are. Yeah, yeah.
And Podknife, right?
And some other stuff to come, too. So,
what's that Tulane? What's that?
That's supposed to be tuned in, but...
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's some dude right there?
Tulane. It do say Tulane. Oh, shoot. So, let's get it on, man. Thank you for that, Smooth.
Oh, no problem.
So, man... You know, it's video game time. And yep. Ordinarily, all this stuff, this video game talk would have been done in one show. But because, you know, there's no E3 as mentioned on last week's show, mm-hmm. We have to take things one at a time, man. One step at a time, one thing at a time. And so we know we're going to have a Sony. I mean, we had a Sony press conference. We know we're going to have an Xbox press conference. And I'm not so sure about Nintendo, but they'll probably end up doing something.
Yeah, they have to.
And so... EA looks like they're just going to leak theirs out when they feel like it, you know, instead of just doing a full line release.
Mm-hmm.
So they released Star Wars Squadrons, man. And the nerd Star Wars people lost their damn minds over the cinematic trailer, which they released. So Because this is a two-part thing here. They did a cinematic release, which was a bunch of cutscenes.
Okay.
And then they did a gameplay play release, which they showed, you know, the actual how the game is going to look. So, yeah. Smooth, let's talk about the cinematic, you know, release first. I say cinematic, but it's cutscenes. It shows the story. It's the teaser trailer. What'd you think about that, man?
It looks beautiful. And like me and you were discussing earlier, they should do the cartoon just like this.
Dude.
This is beautiful.
That's a great point, dude. Yeah. I mean, I like Clone Wars. I like Star Wars Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you and be honest with you, the cartoony nature of it has always been a turnoff of me. I don't like that stuff. I don't like it smooth. Yeah. I would prefer to see something look like this. You want to do computer graphics?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this. Let me see this. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, but probably this looks like a lot of work. Maybe, you know, more than what we're seeing as far as the Clone Wars. Don't get me wrong, the Clone Wars is good, you know, but like you said, when you put it next to this, and like you said, the possibilities of what you guys can do now.
Looks like hot garbage.
Right, yeah, you know what I mean?
Not this.
But the other stuff, it's just like when you put it up to the scale, like, damn, you would have me every week watching this faithfully.
Every day if it was
every day. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the whole trailer is beautiful, man. It makes you... One thing about the Star Wars is the sound of the vehicles and the lasers and just the dog fights and explosions. They do a excellent job making you feel that shit.
Yeah. You know what they could do?
What's that?
You know, they released Star Wars, the Clone Wars originally. It was like the first 2, 3, 4 episodes as a movie.
Yeah.
They could do an entire Star Wars movie like this. I would pay to see that, man.
Definitely.
You know? I would.
Hey, you hear that?
We'll pay.
Right.
Dude, you put Star Wars... Wait, I can't even say that. I was about to say, you put Star Wars on anything and you got me. I did not watch Star Wars Resistance. It was just too cartoony for me. I couldn't do it.
It was too flat.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it either.
Absolutely. So, man, this thing set it up and introduced the gameplay trailer, which came out.
Yeah.
And that absolutely shows you what you're going to get.
Right.
So the actual gameplay comes on, man. And it's always, these things are amazing to me because it looks good, right? But it's a huge disappointment compared to what you just looked at, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, massive disappointment. So I don't know if this game is probably going to come out on the current consoles and on the next generation consoles, but it probably won't be next generation. One thing that the trailer says is that you can play the whole thing in VR.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't have a Sony and I don't have VR. And I'm not sure I would want to play this in VR smooth.
I agree. I agree with you on that.
I'll be sitting there holding my, getting a rumble tummy, you know?
Right.
Like, oh, goodness.
Doing barrel rolls and passing out.
Almost damn near for real, yeah, yeah. You know? Like, oh, God, I'm spinning. Because they even showed a scene where it's spent. And literally, while I was watching it on the TV, we were watching it together, I felt a little queasy. I was like, ooh. Hell no.
Just imagine with the VR.
No, you can keep that.
Yeah.
So this game has a couple of modes, smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It has a campaign, two campaigns, so you can play as the villain and the good guy.
I like that.
I do too. I wonder though. Mm-hmm. What I would prefer is have a full campaign as the good guy.
Oh, okay.
And a full campaign as the bad guy, which is actually kind of in Star Wars, in the Star Wars wheelhouse, because when they did the Knights of the Old Republic, mm-hmm. you could choose your way to go. But you know, I'm not saying you have to choose your way, but you could do the entire thing as an evil or a good guy.
Right. Okay.
And the game totally played different, you know, playing either. Okay. So I would prefer to see a good guy mission, a bad guy mission. Full missions, not no quick bull crap that takes a day to, you know, finish. And what I wouldn't want, which is probably what they're going to do,
mm-hmm.
is have this linear story where you're going to be the good guy, and then on this one, you're going to be the bad guy. What do you think?
Bounce back and forth. Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. I think that is what this is kind of geared to do.
But which one would you prefer?
You know, I don't have a problem with it. But personally, I would like to be the Rebels because of the more vehicles that you can fly.
But that's not what I mean. I mean, which one would you rather have it? To have one story where they switch you, or a full story as a good guy and a full story as a bad guy?
I like the switching. Because it makes you, it makes you a better player. Because it makes you do things you don't want to play.
Oh, like you know, bombing rebels,
right? Yeah, you know, So it could possibly make you a better pilot because you might not want to fly this vehicle, but guess what? You have to fly it.
And they could be major jerks too. They can have you do an entire mission. Like, say this mission, they do an escort mission, and you're like, you save the people at the end.
Right.
The very next mission, you're the guy that's going to kill the people.
Right, yeah, right.
They just say,
like, I just did all this shit.
Right, just to go and just pick these people up. Might not be so bad.
Right.
Okay. So the gameplay looks, it looks okay. It looks good. They have another mode where you play 5-on-5 multiplayer.
Yeah.
Well, not 5-on-5. 5-person squad in the middle of these battles, and everybody can have a 5-person squad. And if you don't have a 5-person squad, you can have bots as your squad. So you can go into a single player and still have teammates.
Oh, so you can go online with this and possibly have a team.
Right.
And, oh, snap.
Right.
That's great right there.
You know what? And they, you know, then they got one last mode that's that you go on these big, massive battles on different levels.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might be here, and then now we got to go here, you know, and so you might get like 4 or 5 different things. So it seems a little ambitious. It reminds me of Star Wars Battlefront, the space missions, which never really appealed to me that much because it's space. It's so vast. Stuff will be so far away from you. You gotta. I'm trying to get to him. I'm trying to, because they're just like a little dot, you know.
It did take you long to get to your opponent, put so to speak.
And then they could slip away so fast.
You know? It was so right.
Yeah. So,
and you didn't play like the space things that long, so it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't really as developed as the ground stuff.
And one thing about Battlefront that I hate, Smoove, is that you died all of the time.
Yeah, you did. Like, you got shot from the back.
Right, like, I'm here. Boom.
Yeah.
I'm here again. Boom. I died 20 times on it.
in one spot.
Right.
Within 10 steps.
Some freckly little pimply faced kid with 17,000 kills on this thing, you know, and then he shot you 20 of them times, you know.
It's just, right.
So hopefully they'll fix some of that stuff. I don't like that. You know, give me a fighting chance out there, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when you regenerate. Yeah.
So it looks good, man. I'm interested. We'll see how it goes. You know, sometimes these games come out, you know, this game damn near looks finished, you know. So I don't know when it's going to be released. I would presume it may come out before the end of the year. Who knows?
You know? That'd be nice.
Yeah. Have it come out and looking like the cinematic one, the whole game. Then you really got my cheeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Shoot. So, man, moving on. We got some Bill and Ted information here. It's not really information. They dropped a trailer. Yeah. So Keanu Reeves and what's his name? Winters? Alex Winters.
Okay.
They, one of my favorite goofy movies of all time, honestly. If movies that make you laugh and that's your go-to, like, yuck it up movies, I love Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure. I can watch it almost any day of the week. If it comes on, and even in the middle, I'm sitting down and watching. I love it. Didn't really care for the second one all that much, but that's okay.
Yeah.
They waited 30 years to do the next one. And these cats are in their 50s now. And I'm really interested to see, you know, are they going to be like they used to be? They did a high school thing, Smoove, where they congratulated the year 2020 graduates.
Yeah. As Bill and Ted in character?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They weren't for a minute, but then they were. And it was they did the San Demas High School football rules, you know. So,
right.
So they're beloved characters. And so they're back, man. What are you thinking, Smoove? They dropped this trailer. And I was pretty surprised by the trailer. What you think of the trailer?
Trailer is pleasing. I wasn't a Bill and Ted fan, but I did watch it. It looks hilarious almost.
You weren't a fan? This seems like just right up your alley, Smoove. This is right up your alley.
It's goofy. The surfboard radical stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's all 80s, you know, party on. It's supposed to be funny. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, outrageous. So, it's, you know, it's nothing serious about it. So, you can't be a dick and be like, you know, it's what it's supposed to be.
Dude, this trailer cracked me the hell up, man. When they went to go get the music from the older cells, right. And they was all muscle bound and
that
crazy.
That was ill, right?
But, dude, trying to get the stuff from their own self, man, I was cracking up, man. I mean, and just the different ways. And you know they're going to do they're going to put the young skin on them because they had that one commercial where older Ted ran into younger Ted, you know, that Super Bowl commercial stuff. I'm digging this, man. They got the death character back in it, which I never cared for in the second one. But,
right,
you know, dude, this looks like so much fun. And, you know, give it to me, man. Give me more of this, man. If it's some, you know, I'm not really a big comedy fan. Uh-huh. But some comedies, man, you know, some of them I just latch onto, like
Cable. Cable Guy was great.
I can watch it.
What about
every day?
What about Bill and Silent Bob? Or what is it?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're not my favorites, but I really like them. I really like stuff like the Waterboy.
Oh, the Waterboy is the best. The Waterboy is the best.
Well, you can you can kind of see
what I
laugh at.
Right.
You
know? It has to be over the top. Yeah. Funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of, you know, sometimes it's subtle, right, but just goofy. So, you know, not a huge thing, but I love this, man. Mm-hmm. I love it. Moving on. Mm-hmm. What we got next, move?
Justice League.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So you have HBO Max, right, Smooth?
I do.
Yeah, you got it for free by being an AT&T customer?
Yes.
Yeah, but so did I. So if y'all didn't know that, I don't know if I told y'all that. If you're an AT&T customer, you can get HBO Max for free. Mm-hmm. Well, you're paying for it, but you know.
Right, yeah, but, so to speak.
It's part of your thingy, right?
Right.
And so we were all excited, man. You know, we were mildly excited. Some of us were excited, some of us weren't. When we talked about the Zack Snyder cut, you know, we did a whole show on that.
Well, you kind of deflated me a little bit because you kind of explained like, no, you're just going to be adding things in there. It's going to be the same stuff. It's just going to be a few, like maybe like you said, 20, 30 minutes of good stuff, of stuff that you haven't seen.
Right. And how could it completely change the movie? Right, but yeah. I mean, okay, Smooth. So the next thing they did was just started floating all kind of rumors that it's going to have a big dark side element. Well, how big of a dark side element you gonna have when you had that lame dude being the villain, Steppenwolf?
Yeah. Well, Steppenwolf wasn't too bad.
He was lame to me.
Was he?
I mean,
he had his moments.
Tiff was right.
What?
The total CG thing was terrible. He didn't have to look like a big tree with an axe walking around cutting up on people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, he could have had a real deal person.
I hated how big he was. Why was he that big? You know. It wasn't like that in the comics.
No.
You know? Darkseid is
Dark
like Side, that size.
Yeah, Darkseid big as hell. Right. Yeah.
But it was just like, so I didn't care for the Steppenwolf thing. I mean, it's a lot of elements about the Justice League that I didn't like. But what I did like about the Justice League was the characters.
Okay.
The superhero characters.
Okay.
You know, the Henry Cavill, the Batman, the Flash. I think they did good, you know.
Yeah.
Although I didn't think I liked Ray Fisher so much, and it hurt my heart to say that, but I just didn't feel like he was really Cyclops. You know, he was just like some angry dude, and it was like, yeah.
Talking about the very first Cyclops?
Cyborg, I'm sorry.
Cyborg, oh, okay.
Right, because, you know, I grew up with the high booty shorts Cyclops. You
Cyborg.
Cyborg had the high booty shorts.
Did he have, wait a minute. He didn't have the, okay, yeah, I do remember.
You remember Justice League, the power.
He had no shirt.
He had a short sleeve,
I think. Yeah, that's right.
Because he was half and half.
Yeah.
And then he had like the shorts.
Yeah, he did have the shorts.
And even in most of the cartoons, he's got a great attitude and stuff like that. But then like some of the newer stuff, you know, he's been this angry character.
Oh, yeah. He has no parts. I'd be mad too. You know what I'm saying? I had no parts.
I don't like they wrote him, you know, especially he's supposed to be like one of the youngest ones on the team. Him and Flash. Well, not even Flash. He's supposed to be younger than Flash.
He's the youngest, yeah. Right. Well, he was the first one to get abducted from Teen Titans. I mean, he got drafted, I should say.
Something like that.
Yeah, he was the first, yeah.
So anyway, Smooth, we all off, but let's go back in. So they released, it's not even a trailer, it's like a little tease
mm-hmm.
where they got Wonder Woman, you know, walking toward the painting, looking at this thing that's obviously Darkseid,
right?
Something that we did not see in the movies. Right. What does this do for you, Smooth?
Well, it got me intrigued, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at a little more. They're gonna, it looked like they're showing Lex Luthor.
That was his speech from Man of Steel.
Oh, really?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, him locked up, being locked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they showed Batman. Was that part where Batman was talking to him in the?
That was Batman.
Oh, wow.
But he was just giving a speech. You remember, he was just saying, ding, ding, ding. The bell can't be unrung.
That's right, right, right. Yeah, right. Right.
So, you know, it looks like they're going to add a little bit here, add a little bit there, Smooth. So, yeah. I mean.
You know what? I hope they do. They put some more characters in there. Maybe a glimpse of Martian Manhunter or something.
Dude, like I got a feeling they're going to go hard with this extra stuff.
They got to.
You know, but what are you going to do? You going to get Ben Affleck back in shape to get in that suit? Or are you just going to put somebody else in the suit and pretend like it's him? And I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. This is really odd to me because you're actually, it's different when you're filming stuff to put in there because it's not actually the Snyder cut. You know, there's a cut that he was doing, but they're actually doing more right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I think digitally and things like that to make this better.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that they've never really done before. I mean, the movie is even old at this point.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah,
the movie did terrible financially, so I'm really surprised they're trying to pump someone. Yeah, it was a failure for the studio.
Oh, wow.
So I'm surprised that they're doing this, you know?
Yeah, well. Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, well.
So, man, I think that's it, man. We got the news out the way, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back right back with our new segment, The List. Flash. So, man, this is our new segment. It's called The List. It's not rocket science.
No.
So we want to take some time and just start having some fun because everybody likes lists, man. You know, top five, top worst, top best, top mediocre, top get on my damn nerves. So we're going to find some nice little cozy list to get up to and just start discussing some things. So I thought it might be kind of fun to go with the top five list of your list of Marvel Cinematic, Marvel Universe, anything cinematic, TV shows, anything new. So not cartoons.
We didn't. Oh, we did TV shows too.
Well, you can do the Netflix shows.
Oh,
you know,
man, I gotta put one in there then.
Well, you make your
real
changes
real quick. Yeah, real quick. Hold on. Yeah.
So you know, I guarantee you, it's not. You know, it's my personal choice. It's Smooth's personal choice. So right. You know, some of your greats that might not be in there. So and it's my choice. So
right.
Okay, Smooth. So since you're over there writing, I'll go first. My number five that will be a Loki, man. Loki is my number five.
Really?
Loki is a hell of a it's a beautiful thing when you can be the villain and people like you and want to see more of you. And you know, he came on the scene and Thor, and they kind of did the origin story, you know. And Loki really wasn't the bad guy in Thor. You know, you had the ice giants, right?
Yeah.
And
The Destroyer. Yeah.
And
I didn't like Thor, the first one.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay, it is.
And but when he came to Avengers, he really started strutting his stuff and, and being a damn fool. But you liked him. Right. He was vicious.
He was.
Dude, he grabbed that dude and threw him up on the counter and took out his eyeball.
Dude, he pulled knives out quick.
Yeah.
Like, you did. What did you say?
he's
about to cut you.
Lured the Avengers into putting him in custody, and he just walking around smiling like he the only one knows what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so charming that, to me, anytime you can really just, like, get sucked in to this evil character's bullcrap, that's a good villain, man. So, Loki is my number five. I know he might probably be in number ones and twos on a lot of people's lists.
Yeah.
But he's my number five. What about you?
You know, I feel bad because I didn't put him on my list, even though he does deserve the respect to be on my list.
But okay.
I didn't put him on there. My number five is my boy, Magneto.
Oh, wow. Which Magneto?
Both of them.
Both
Fassbender
of them.
And Dumbledore. Not Dumbledore, but the Gray.
Right.
Yeah.
Gandalf.
Right. Gandalf the Gray, yeah. Both of them. Fassbender as a young Magneto.
That's kind of a cheat, but go ahead.
Yeah, Fassbender as a young. I mean, I love Magneto because he takes no shit, and he's pretty much has his mind set on, you know, we are the master race. You're not the master race. Or his how he gets revenge. There's a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of things that he did. It was the vengeance. Like when they killed his family and how driven he was.
We are the future, Charles, not them.
Yeah. especially, you know, the scenes when they went to go get the Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
I thought that was a great action scene.
Okay.
They both are convincing Magnetos. Okay. Fassbender and I forgot his real name.
Ian McKellen.
Yep, that's him.
Yeah. So, excellent choice, Smooth.
Thank you.
I'm going to move on to my number three.
This number four, you mean?
I mean, I'm sorry. My number four. Mm-hmm. I'm going to shock your cheeks with this one. The Vulture.
Man, that was my number one.
Oh, would you? You can get to it. Because this won't take that long.
Yeah, that was my number
one. So, yeah, man. The Vulture, played by Batman himself, Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, scary as hell. but he was a street thug.
Yeah.
And it was just like, damn, he a street thug. Yeah. And he's just, he was scary to me, man. Mm-hmm. And he was so deliberate in everything that he was doing. It was like, you can't underestimate this dude. I'm glad they didn't make him an evil genius.
Right.
He was just some street clown that saw things that he could use.
He was a businessman.
Like a fat rat, but not even like a businessman. He was like a contractor.
Well, yeah.
You know, and that's a businessman, but yeah, I'm just saying that, yeah, you know, he exceeded what you would think a person from his capacity could yeah, achieve. And he was a scary bastard.
He was an opportunist. He seen an opportunity of getting these, what were they?
That energy from the shit. What got me, though, is like his conversation with Pete when they were in the car. And he just like threatening his child. You know what I'm like?
Yeah, when he figured it out.
He's threatening a child. You ought to feel like a piece of garbage. But he was just like, I'll kill you. I'll kill everybody. Like, damn.
Yeah, because don't mess this up. I got a family here.
Right. Yeah. So you had him as your number one. I'll let you.
I mean, pretty much all the stuff you were saying about him, it was like you said, he was a street thug, but he was, you liked him because he had a reason for being what he was.
It was a sympathetic reason. You could see why he was doing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He got stiffed on the deal, and it's like, yo, how am I going to eat now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's with anybody that, you know, dude, might lose their job. He was like, you know, pretty much like every blue collar working guy.
Dude, when Pete opened that door for Prom, and he was steady right there.
He couldn't. Dude, that was great acting though.
My cheeks jumped up in the air. I was like, oh my god.
That was great.
Yeah, it was.
That was great right there.
All right, Smooth. So that was my number
four.
What is your number four?
My number four would be Hela from Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't make my list. So proceed.
Oh, she was like the comic book, man. She was vicious. I think, well, you know, she brought a lot of gravitas, as you like. That was one of your words. You know what I'm saying? She was vicious, and yet she was, you know, she was great as far as fighting.
She looked kind of hot as hell with that long hair. When the long hair was hanging over her face, that was pretty hot.
She was attractive, and they had the headgear on her. Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. She was vicious, boy. She was hard to kill. Hell, you had to destroy Asgard to kill her.
Right.
Goodness gracious. Damn.
Exactly. They had to sacrifice a whole.
And she probably come back anyway.
Yeah.
So, my number three.
Uh-huh.
So, probably a character that a lot of people probably forget, but I think the actor and the character rocked ass in this movie. I'm talking about Sebastian Shaw. Played by Kevin Bacon, dude.
The Baconator.
Dude, I loved his performance. I loved this. This dude was so smooth and was just so. She was the smoothness of him. I mean, he was so confident. He just strutted around. He used everybody. You know, he had no fear of anybody.
No, he didn't.
He knew about Charles's power, so he goes against the helmet made.
Yeah.
You know, and. Until the day he would blow people up, and until they took him out, he still was like, all y'all gonna be gone, and you know, I'm gonna be here. And he was able to manipulate Magneto into not being a good guy, but being a bad guy.
Right.
Just recruited him like a little punk. Hey, I loved this bad guy. He is definitely one of my favorite.
I forgot about Sebastian Shaw. Yeah, he was good. That was a good pick.
One, dude.
That was a pretty good pick, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Your number three.
My number three. It's kind of like.
You can't do no double.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to go with Obadiah Stane.
Oh, you put Obadiah in there?
Ironmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in the first Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty much. Yeah, he was a good villain. Who was that? Jeff Bridges? He did a pretty good job to me. Mm-hmm. He looked just like him from the comic book.
But they probably started drawing him like that
after. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, they probably had the model concept. Yeah, I mean, he was determined. He was convincing.
Yeah.
And when he was in the Ironmonger suit, that was the icing on the cake.
Well, I liked how he still was like a inept businessman in that big suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And even said so much, you know, I was like, hey, you know, this is not usually my thing, but I can get into this. And right, I was well, that's kind of cool because, yeah, he shouldn't be so technologically savvy that he just beating ass, right, you know. He was still kind of like pressing buttons and seeing what was happening. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, man, my number two, I won't spend too much time on, and that's Magneto, but that's Fassbender Magneto.
Okay.
Totally, hands down, one of my favorite characters in all of these Marvel movies, man. I mean, he's just so good.
Yeah.
He got so much smooth and so much style. And when he gets pissed, the dude sells it. I'm scared when he starts getting mad and people start dying.
Yeah, nobody's safe.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer him more than the older Ian McKellen character because, you know, he's a borderline racist, you know, against humans, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not, and with the Fassbender character, we see the growth into that.
That is true.
Because it's always something.
Yeah, it's something that made him go this direction.
Right. And he's so athletic and looks good doing the things he's doing. He's one of my favorite, man. He's my number two, man.
Okay.
So, your number two.
Kingpin. From Daredevil.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. He was the kingpin. He was the kingpin. He had the viciousness and the ferociousness of the kingpin. He showed the intelligence of the kingpin. He was always a step up.
Yep.
Just like in the comic book, you cannot mess with the kingpin. He plays chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
All day. You know.
Excellent point.
Yeah, he's always 3-4 steps ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? He has everything figured out. And D'Onofrio, oh my God, man. He was the kingpin. Flat out. Especially when he beat the shit out of the Punisher.
I didn't have any confidence in him when he was announced.
Yeah, right.
I've seen him in other things. I know he's a versatile, great actor. Yeah. But I was just like, I don't know. And it took like the first scene that she was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, I'm talking about it right now because he's my number one.
Oh, word. Yeah.
To me, no better. You know, that's when the story is at its best. Mm-hmm. When you actually have a villain that's more interesting than the hero.
Man.
And
that is.
You know, with most of these guys, I'm sorry, I love Spider-Man Homecoming, but the Vulture was more interesting.
Keaton was
Sebastian Shaw to me was, well, that was a little difficult because you had a lot of good stuff going in there. Michael Fassbender, you had so many.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Professor, the young Professor X. Right. Yeah, what's his name?
I forgot his
name. Yeah, you know who we talking about. Right. I know who we talking about.
But the Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Yeah.
So what's your number one smooth?
Oh, it was The Vulture.
Oh, The Vulture. Yeah, you said that already.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he was my number one. Michael Keaton, yeah.
Okay.
You got some honorable mentions?
I do have. I have two. I can't leave Thanos out. I love Thanos, but true. I think these guys was better.
Yeah.
Probably the CG-ness of Thanos probably bothers me a little bit because even though it looks great, it's still not real. And my mind just won't let me say that that's real. Yeah. And Killmonger.
Oh, yeah, he was one of my honorable mentions.
Very complicated bad guy, man.
Yeah.
You know, and very interesting. Almost as interesting as the Black Panther, you know. So what about you?
Killmonger was one of them. I'm going to say the Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes, when he was bad.
Yeah, I thought about Buck.
Yeah.
But he was like the bad guy, but not.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when he was tearing shit up. And I'm going to go with Ronan.
You liked him.
I mean, he had his moments.
Okay, I will say right now that I could not stand him. No, I was like, this guy with his talking like he's a god, and I was just like, oh, somebody kill this dude.
I did. I liked him when he killed Thanos'
with
his little apprentice. You know, right. I did like him then. And then I'm gonna say the Black Order. Thanos' Black Order.
Okay, you got to stop smooth.
Yeah, that's it though. Yeah,
the best thing was James McAvoy. It just came to me.
Okay, James McAvoy. Yeah,
yeah, McAvoy. Right. So yeah, that's enough smooth. You'll start going down the whole damn list.
That is true. One more Red Skull.
No,
Red Skull.
So that's the new segment, smooth. What do you think? I like it.
Oh yeah, I like it too.
Man, it felt like nerds again talking about this stuff, right?
Dr. Octopus. That was another one.
Goodbye, smooth. We'll be right back. From the break, and our one shot this week is What We Do in the Shadows. Full disclosure, the one shot is probably a two shot because it's only 20 minute episodes, so it's not that long.
Okay.
Stars Kevan Nubak, he plays Nador. Matt Berry plays Laszlo. Natasha Demartu, I think I might have messed that up, plays Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Gulen plays Gegetimo, and Mark Porch plays Colin Robinson. Okay. And this is a very interesting show, Smooth. I had no idea what I was getting to with this. I just knew it was about vampires.
Right.
So, what is it? 2019, TV Mature, 30 minutes. It's actually like 22 minutes. So, before I get started, I'm going to, we'll do one. Word. My one word is lovable.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm enjoying this show. Now, I know, Smooth, you didn't get a chance to see this.
Yeah, so I don't have a one word.
Yeah. So, I'll just go ahead and keep going. I'm going to hit the spoilers real quick. But, dang, this show, it started, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is like a goofy take on vampires. And I said, well, this could suck, you know. But the characters.
Yeah.
Nador, Laszlo, and Nadia. Mm-hmm. They're so funny. I mean, they're from the old country. See, what's funny about this move is that they act like they're still in Transylvania and stuff back in like the 1600s or something.
That's what I'm looking at this video, and they're like you said, they're dressed like that, they're talking like that.
They're clueless, right? Okay,
yeah. So they look, you're right, they look ridiculous compared to what people are wearing right now. The clothes.
And Gegetimo, he's the familiar. He wants to be a vampire.
Okay, he's the Igor.
Smooth. They treat him like shit.
Yeah, I've been looking at some of the videos.
They treat him so bad.
The shit is funny, man. Dude. It looked funny.
They treat him so bad, you know, and all he wants to do is be a vampire, and he's so earnest, and he just wants to get his shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, they're not good people, you know.
Right, of course not.
They, you know, do the vampire things, and so they kind of explain that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. As long as the humor doesn't get lame and like silence in the room type of humor that it was supposed to be funny and they're waiting for you to laugh. Right. That's one thing I like about it. They don't wait for you to laugh. They don't, you know, they just keep going with it and stuff.
Right, okay.
And so it's somebody's supposed to be shooting a reality TV show on vampires. So it's always a camera in the room.
Right.
And so they try to ignore it, but then when people come around, no, just ignore the camera. Act like it's not there, you know. And here they are, blood-sucking vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So I thought that was interesting. You know, at first I thought that might get on my nerves. But what I like about it is you never see the camera crew. You don't know how many of them it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're documenting these guys. And, you know, they don't care. You know, they just like housemates. And one of the vampires, Colin Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's a different type of vampire. He's an energy sucker. So he's like a pocket protector nerd. And he's supposed to be like one of the most ruthless vampires. Because he comes in and he starts talking about insurance briefs and stuff. And he sucks your energy out the room.
Oh, just
by being boring.
Yeah.
Dude, every time they show it, it's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody falls asleep. Like, right. And like, if he gets to a person first and sucks the energy, they don't want him. They be like, I don't want that. They don't have any energy. He sucked the energy, you know. So, dude, it's funny. So, the old school vampire comes to town and they supposed to take over America like years ago, but didn't. So now that's their charge to take over America. So they go to the local city hall meeting and they're trying to tell the city hall people how they're going to crush them and everything. And everybody just like, well, you need to come back on Tuesday because this is not open for.
Yeah.
So it's really ironic. It kind of reminds me of The Office, but with silly vampires and, you know. So it's one scene I really love because the creepy old vampire from the old country comes out of his thing and he looks like the special effects are good.
Okay.
And he tells him to take over and when he sees the cameras and that's when he's like, don't pay attention to the cameras and then he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just keeps rolling.
Right? So I see that they be levitating and turning to bats.
Oh,
stuff.
They do all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
They do it all.
Right.
And it doesn't look bad. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made it to the second season. I mean, the second episode. I finished the 1 and 2.
Right.
And I'm hooked.
Okay.
I can't wait to watch. And plus it's fast. It's like 22 minutes, man. You just zip through that thing real quick. And I'm hooked, dude. It really, really.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at the scene where you said they like don't look at the cameras. Is it like the old decrepit?
Yeah.
The vampire. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so stupid. it's a lot of stupid stuff in it. Like they go virgin hunting. So Gegetimo is a nerd. So he goes to those LARPing things. You know where they do live action role play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's like goofy nerds and
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's how they recruit people.
Yeah, so he fits in.
And that's how they recruit the virgins.
Oh, okay.
You know, so because they love virgins more than anything.
Right.
So it's a total 100% recommend. It's super duper on the comedy side. Really, really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But really good. Really well thought out and really well done. So there we go.
Okay.
So that's our one shot for this week, man.
Right.
So let's hit that We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back for the Big Daddy today. Artemis Fowl is the big one. 2020 PG, hour and 35 minutes. And the movie stars, Ferdinand Shaw playing Artemis Fowl Jr., Laura McDonald playing Holly Short, Josh Gad playing Mulch Diggums.
Diggums, I like the name, yeah.
Right, Tamara Smart is playing Juliet. And we got some heavy hitters in here, man. Judy Dench is in this movie.
It was a P or G? What was that?
M.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
PG.
Yeah.
No, and we also have Colin Farrell, man. He's in this movie playing Artemis Senior, man.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have Nazo Alonzi.
Nazo?
Yeah, Nazo Alonzi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, man, before we get started, we're gonna hit one word.
I probably used it before. Dookie.
Okay, that says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot. It says a whole lot.
My word is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
man,
it's terrible.
This movie sucks.
I felt so bad for Judy Dench in this movie. I was like, Judy, what you doing in this movie? Oh my god,
man, I can't get any of that time back.
Okay, let's get this on. First of all, man, I just want to say, you know, Disney dropped this on the Disney Plus app. You can see this if you have Disney Plus. And, you know, it was supposed to go into theaters and they changed their mind, you know, probably because the movie was so goddamn on terrible. They said, hey, maybe we shouldn't charge people for this.
Man.
Okay, so first of all, I know a lot of people were angry before they even saw it because they read the books.
Uh-huh.
And you have so many people like, the books. And they're, you know, they're not going to do it justice. They probably didn't.
Yeah, I was going to agree with that. They didn't. I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Now, let me say this movie. The movie starts, man. And it's a whirlwind of information that just doesn't stop. It don't let you try to.
Right.
They go way too hard trying to hammer this world into your memory.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it started off slow, but then you, like you said, they just start throwing shit at you. And it's like, all right.
You thought it started slow?
Well, I mean, I was catching up at first. I kind of liked the pace. But then, like you said, when they went to the elf worlds and the, you know, it's kind of like. It was a lot of information. You're right. It was a lot of information.
It started, and one of the most annoying things about this whole movie is that whoever did the score for this thing needs to just be beat down.
I didn't even recognize. I didn't even pay attention to the
It's like, and he's walking down the hall.
Oh, yeah, right. I hear you on that one.
The father's on the toilet. And I'm like, why are they throwing so much intense music on mundane stuff?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And that it never quit the whole movie.
I didn't even notice this.
Oh, I noticed. I'm like, God. Y'all, give me a quiet moment. You know, let me catch up. So, in the spirit of Harry Potter and other movies like this, you got witches in the world. And you got
goblins,
things that people could recognize. I'm speaking of Harry Potter.
Okay, yeah.
Harry Potter does a really good job of not trying to jam it down your throat, although they jam the world down your throat, and you have to accept it.
Yeah.
This movie kind of wanted to have everyone explaining everything as it went, instead of just doing things and let you be like, huh, a fairy. Which I think would have been a better direction to go than saying, the fairyland. Yeah, there's fairies. You know there's fairies. You know, and I'm like, God, this is so smooth. I'm looking at my watch, okay? It took me 3 hours to watch this movie because I kept turning it off and walking away because I just couldn't believe how bad it was. I actually had a companion watching this movie with me, and they got up and left like after the first like 20 minutes.
It took me 3 days to watch this movie. Because like you said, I could not sit there and just try to absorb this. It was like going to a Little League game and watching Little League, no, T-ball game, and none of the kids are yours. That's how it was. So what it's like, but you have to watch it, you know what I'm saying? Or like it's a punishment or something. This is something you have to do.
And that's why, as a parent, you get so mad if your kid is not playing. Because you're like, dude, I didn't come here to watch these other kids.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Shit, where's my kid at? So I get you. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
So Artemis is this little genius, perfect little kid.
Yeah.
His father is like some savior of the world, but appears to be a master thief.
Right.
An heir rich move.
Right, yeah, they're filthy rich.
Smooth, they got a black butler, man.
Yeah. Who, you better not call him a butler, though.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they... Yeah, and they didn't even play on that, did they?
No, they said that, but never said that. And
yeah, right.
The whole movie, the tall elf is arrested and is narrating the whole story.
Right.
Which was confusing as hell, because you got... It didn't help me to understand his world.
Well, it's like he got arrested. But my thing is, like, how did he know? Because it's like you weren't in a lot of this stuff. So how did you
he
know?
He knew everything.
Yeah, exactly. How did you know all this shit?
So he's talking about, you know, daddy and how he got this old family. And, right. You know, they try to protect stuff. And if daddy gets on a run because he gets accused of stealing something, right?
The Oculus or something like
that?
Yes. Yeah, the Oculus.
So the daddy's not there. So now it's up to the boy.
It's up to the brainy boy.
Who's this little annoying little rich little kid?
Now, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Did they like play on his intelligence at all? I mean, it was just some stuff that, like, okay, they told him he learned about the fairy world. Yeah. You know, it's just like certain things wasn't like, okay, oh, wow, he's very smart.
They you know gave you no reason. I see, and I think that's from cuts, because I remember seeing the trailer a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about, somebody was saying how exceptional Artemis was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I think that might have hit the cutting room floor because they was too busy going, dun, 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 dun.
They showed no, you know, it's just stuff like basically he was just repeating stuff that his father told him about.
He's a little man, Smooth.
Yeah, I understand.
He's a grown little man, you know. Yeah. He's the hero.
Yeah.
So there's gadgets, there's things like that. So then we see this fairyland. And yep. Smooth. I just got to say, I felt so bad for Judi Dench when she came in with that outfit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then she started talking like, I was. And I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Was she a leprechaun?
Fairy, Smooth. Stay with me.
No, they had leprechauns.
She was a fairy.
She was a fairy, yeah.
Everybody wearing green was fairy, Smooth. Okay, it's easy to keep up with that.
I know. They said leprechauns, though.
She mentioned it.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sitting there looking at poor Judy like, has it come to this? Is this what you do now?
Yeah.
It was, Judy, I hope they paid you a lot of money for this, man. Because she was terrible.
Yeah. Well,
it was written terrible. She was terrible. It was terrible. Smooth, it was terrible. There's no excuse.
I'm not disagreeing.
It was terrible. Yeah, and I like Judi Dench. And I just was sitting there like, Judy, no, Judy. But so
you didn't like the back and forth with the one, one elf that was, you knew was going to be a traitor.
No.
Yeah.
No, that dude got on my nerves and he was supposed to be annoying. And I didn't care. See.
Yeah, he kept questioning her.
I can't even really say that he got on my nerves. You know why? Because I didn't care.
Yeah, yeah, right.
If I cared, he would have got on my nerves. But he was just like, you're not following the book.
Right.
And she's like, bah, 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 and you're like, oh, please, just hurry up. You know, because what's the consequences of this relationship anyway?
Yeah.
Nothing. So the fairies, you know, they send her to go check out, you know, the boy.
Yeah.
And he traps her.
He traps her. Well, didn't she like disobey command? Her father got. Didn't her father have something to do with something? Yeah. You see, that's what I'm saying. It was just like I don't know. It was
very, very convoluted, Smooth.
Yeah,
but I can take you on this journey. I paid close attention because I knew we had to talk about it.
Thank you.
So
I couldn't stand this shit. So,
me neither, Smooth. So you know, the fairies, they going to get her, man.
Yeah.
And they bring this massive Lord of the Rings army with these time stops.
You know? Right, yeah. They showed that with the troll at the wedding, right?
And Smooth. It was such an uninteresting scene.
Jesus.
It was supposed to be spectacular, but I just couldn't wait for it to be over.
Right.
I was like, oh, God, just get this over
with. And the thing is, they really PG'd it, too. You know, so I wanted to see the troll, like, maybe break
something. No, you don't have to do that because, you know, there's some great PG movies that you don't have to go to. I saw Onward maybe a couple months ago.
Okay.
Phenomenal movie, you know, phenomenal. You know, same thing, trolls, but it's animated, but it was phenomenal. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there looking at this like, God, what? Who's the target audience for this?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
It wasn't dope, so I know that.
So the one dwarf who's normal size goes to go to jail with the goblins, and they about to prison shank him with fire.
Dig him. You talking about dig him? Yeah.
And, you know, they go get him so he can dig under the time rift.
Right.
And
he opens his mouth up all the way.
And his booty cheeks.
Yeah, they did show that. He shoots the dirt out his ass as he eats it.
Ah, that bothered me.
Yeah, that was kind of, Yeah, they gave you a hint of that, like, okay, we're going to let you. He kind of farted and he seen dirt come out of his ass.
Unnecessary.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm like, this just gets worse. So, you know, they're attacking because it drops, right?
Yeah.
And our heroes are beating their cheeks. You know, you got the butler running around, the young girl running around. You got Artemis running around.
Yeah.
And I don't care. And I'm not trying to be a jerk's move. You know, I give all movies a chance. But it's so confusing, so convoluted, so much stuff going on.
It was.
And you're just like, let's not talk about the villain who we never see the face and it's just in the shadows with that voice.
What was it, Opal or something like that? Opal, whatever.
What was supposed to be the significance of that?
I forgot.
Never saw the face.
I forgot all about it. I just know she kidnapped the you know, the senior to get the artifact.
Here's the thing. Yes, the senior was captured and he was, you know, wrapped up, right?
Right, yeah.
And while they're doing this, they keep her face completely shrouded. Like, it's significant for you not to see the face because it's going to come out later. You're going to be like, wow, it was that person?
Yeah, it's like, who is that person?
And you're like,
you never.
Maybe they do it in another book, but it just didn't matter.
It didn't, yeah.
Because you didn't develop any of the characters enough to even give a shit. It could have been. Could have been a daddy. I would have been like, oh, it's a daddy.
Right, yeah. Or it could have been the mom or something. Maybe it was the mother.
Who knows,
yeah.
But it was just, and then what was that green light that was over the face?
Dude.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Dude. Bad. So, let's just skip to the end because this was bullshit.
Please, dude. Yeah, please. Yeah.
So, he frees the daddy. The daddy gets free. They go, the dwarf is part of the plan.
Dude. Yeah, keep going because there's 10 minutes of this movie that I could not finish because you
let it go smooth.
I couldn't, man. I was trying. It took me 3 days to watch this shit, man.
Yeah, so, you know, the daddy gets free and the dwarf is part of the plan.
Okay.
So they have the Oculus. He swallows the Oculus and, you know, they go rescue the father off some oil rigs.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Him and Artemis together fly off and with the fairy.
Uh-huh.
And there you go for the next movie. And it was like, thank God this is over.
Man, thank you for that brief summary.
And they also, they freed the dwarf, the tall dwarf, from police custody. They rescued him because he was part of the plan.
So he didn't have to do his full sentence?
No. They're fugitives from both worlds.
Okay.
You know, who cares? You know, it pretty much on my list for one of the worst of the year so far. I mean, I just got to go hard on it, man.
I agree.
This
movie was...
I haven't seen a movie this bad since...
Oh, my goodness, man.
I don't know. Wait a minute. It might be as bad as Jaws 3. It might be just as bad as Jaws 3.
Jaws Revenge?
I haven't seen Jaws Revenge.
What about, what was that, the Predator movie when it was in the suburbs?
Oh, my God.
No, this is, the Predator movie in the suburbs was better than this.
It might be.
Was better than this. You know, this movie was.
You know what? It looked like it cost a bunch of money, man.
All the special effects and shit. Yeah. You know?
If you like yourself, stay the hell away from this movie. Yeah. Don't torture yourself and watch this stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
It's terrible. It ain't even funny for kids. It's not even good for kids.
No, it's not.
I couldn't even see a bunch of kids sitting down there and really liking this.
No.
You know? it's not. Character was underdeveloped.
Right.
Too much shit going on.
Yeah.
Calm it down and stop with the...
I didn't even notice that shit.
Every scene. Walking down the hallway, the music was intense. It was just like... It was like Mission Impossible on 10. You know when everything is happening to Mission Impossible and all the music is... The whole movie was like...
Man.
So, I'm going to stop beating up on this movie. Stay away from it, y'all. So, that's it, man. We came to do the damn thing and we got it done. I don't have any idea what we're doing for this on a midweek show or next week's show. We got to come up with a plan. Okay. As soon as we do, we'll let y'all know.
Yeah.
I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the Smooth One himself, Mr.
SMOOV, spell smooth. Do stay the hell away from this movie. This movie was a turd.
Yeah, it was bad.
Flat out.
Oh, God. Poor Disney. Poor Judy Dench. Anyway, man. Until next week, we will be
on Patrol.